Good evening, my name is John Donovan. I'm a reporter for CNA radio station. Good evening, Sir Jim. What made you come to the West?
For me, there is no India, no America, no Europe. There is only God's house, God's mansion, God's palace. At one moment, God may ask me to stay and work in a particular room of his house, which is called America. The next moment, he can easily tell me to go and work in another room, which is called India. The following moment, he may order me to go and work in England or Germany or some other place. My task is to accept his command cheerfully, readily, and willingly at every moment. My task is only to be at his feet and surrender my very existence to him unconditionally. When I was born, my whole world was my mother and father. I was born in a tiny village, smaller than the smallest. Even this area that I live in, Briarwood, is larger than my village. It was divided in three parts, East Shakpura, West Shakpura, and Middle Shakpura. I do not even know where the middle part started and where it ended, because it was so small. Perhaps it was not even two blocks. East and West I could somehow distinguish, but the middle I could not. At that time, the limit of my receptivity was East Shakpura, such a small village. Beyond that, I could not identify myself with anything else, believe me. First, my receptivity was confined to my little home. My home was enough for me. I could not think of anybody beyond my home. Then my receptivity expanded when I got joy by saying that something was happening in my village, East Shakpura. At that time, I was identifying myself with East Shakpura, where I was born. Then I began identifying myself with West and Middle Shakpura. Then my receptivity expanded to include not only my village, but also my aunt's village and other places. After some time, I was getting joy that something was happening in different places around me. I started my receptivity with my house. First, I got joy only if something was happening in my room or in my house. If anything good was happening, I was getting joy. If anything bad was happening, I was crying. Then I got joy if something was happening in East Shakpura. Gradually, I got joy when something was happening all around my village. Then I came to know that I was born in East Bengal. When the word Bengal was uttered, I got such joy. Then I started identifying myself with India. The more I expanded myself, the more joy I got. Each time I became more awakened or developed, my consciousness expanded. Now, if you ask me, where do you live? The human in me will say, I live in New York. But the divine in me will say, no, I live inside the heart of aspiring humanity. My real home is inside the hearts of my spiritual brothers and sisters, just as they also live in my heart.
A Shakpura village boy becomes God's avatar toy. A Shakpura village boy becomes God's avatar toy. Shakpura village boy becomes God's avatar toy. A Shakpura village boy becomes God's avatar toy.
There was an orphan boy. His name was Madhav Chinmoy. He hailed from a wee village, Shakpura. He became his family's Ananda Fuara. He lost his father at the age of 11. The following year, his mother was summoned by heaven. At the age of 12, he came to Pondicherry to be a passenger of his master's ferry. Sports he liked and became a mountain champion, but neglected not his dream of God union. One night, his Guru Supreme entered into his sweetness dream. Said,
"Get out of my tent. In years to come, you will have to navigate. You're breathless and deathless, mankind's sorrow. Bring to the golden shore of tomorrow's. Give due importance to your body, vital mind, heart and soul to help the world reach the destined goal."
Madhav, kettle drum of the cosmic gods, became Chinmoy, consciousness full. God's compassion eye made him a teacher of his inner school. His student life he took as his life's bondage night. Therefore, his heart pined for freedom light. Now that he is a teacher of the inner school, he realizes that he is an unspeakable fool. Humanity's transformation fate is a completely closed iron gate. He breathlessly cries to God, "Save me, my Lord, save!"
For you no rest, sunlit path, you needs must pave. For you no rest, not a fleeting rest, because in you I found my heart's satisfaction.
O Lord, I am crying, bleeding, and dying.
Because who prevents you from smiling and flying?
The whole world came to him. He desperately wanted to hide. His absolute Lord commanded him. All were with him to ride.
Shunno Bishabashi Madalama Rupanam Chinmoy Chinmoy Tajayama Daratam. Haken noble citizens, Madal is my nickname. Madal is a god kettle drum. Madal's a
join us for a second?
Shunno shunno bishabashi madala marupanam chit moi chin moi tajaya madaratam. Harken harken noble citizens, madal is my nickname. Madal is a god kettle drum. Madals are played by the cosmic gods. Chit